short-term treasury bonds, despite the fact that they're not earning any money, because the fallout from Lehman Brothers and the subsequent financial collapse means that investors, the money managers, the people that had been pushing the price up, really don't want to get involved in risk at this time.
Now, in August, as we mentioned, Chatham House predicted an oil price of $200. I mean, it looks a little bit embarrassing at the moment.
No, it doesn't, actually, because that forecast was for 3 to 5 years down the road, and the current credit crunch plus the price volatility means that that prediction is even more likely to happen, because what we're seeing at the moment is investment projects which are aimed at increasing oil supplies are being postponed and cancelled all over the place, which means that when the world economy recovers, which eventually it will do, and oil demand starts to pick up again, then the supply crunch that was predicted in that report is even more likely to happen.
So if we come back to you in 3 or 4 years' time and check whether it's $200 a barrel...
With pleasure.
I'll put a fiver on it with you, Professor.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
What are you forecasting for the oil price after Christmas, then?
After Christmas, my sense is that despite this meeting, despite announcements of cuts, it's quite likely that the pressures will be downwards on the price. The question really is, what is the floor? And it could be anything from $30 to $35 to $40 a barrel.
And is that just reflecting the slowdown in the global economy?
Very much so, yes.
OK, thanks for that. That was Professor Paul Stevens, Senior Research Fellow for Energy at Chatham House.
Well, oil might be down below $50 a barrel, but the price of another commodity, gold, has been reaching record highs in recent days as investors look for a safe haven for their money. So who's buying gold, and should ordinary savers and investors follow their example? Well, let's talk to Stephen Flood, who's Director of Gold and Silver Investments. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you deal in gold bullion, don't you? Who's actually buying it, and why?
It's quite an eclectic group of clients that we have. So we would deal with them, senior directors of major firms, all the way down to housewives as well, and students even would invest in gold. People do so for varying reasons. Primarily, though, they buy gold for as a form of financial insurance in uncertain times.
Why is a student going to invest in gold?
Well, I think they would be people who would be quite worldly, and they would be watching the financial markets, and they would be looking to secure their money. Typically, people though would like to invest in stocks, perhaps in the U.S. market, would see that they would have currency risk in investing in those stocks, so they would wish to put maybe a portion of their funds into gold to act as a macroeconomic hedge.
Now, there's one thing Mickey always tells me about gold, which is that the thing about it is, it unlike other investments, it doesn't pay an income.
It doesn't pay an income, and in fact, it's no one else's liability, you might say. So if you own an ounce of gold or have an ounce of gold in your pocket, you don't rely on any other third party to do anything for it to maintain its value. In fact, in the time of the Romans many, many years ago, it is said that an ounce of gold would have bought you a good gentleman's suit of clothing. And the same is true in the time of Shakespeare. And today, at about £550 per ounce, it could also buy you a good gentleman's suit of clothing. So I think the message is that it retains its buying power throughout time, and it tends to react positively to inflation threats. And I think that's what we're looking at right now is a massive inflationary threat with banks pumping money into the economy.
But hang on, most people aren't talking about inflationary threats, they're talking about deflationary ones.
Absolutely, but what we have, I think we have an economy that's in a state of flux. And at the moment, we've gone from 100 miles an hour down to almost zero in a very, very short pace of time. And so you have a deflationary cycle right now, but we would expect that to actually turn around into inflation fairly shortly thereafter.
Stephen, look into your crystal ball. Will we get gold above $1,000 an ounce in the new year?
Yeah, well, it had already hit $1,000 an ounce this year, and it had reacted. It probably became.
But will it stay above that?
It had about a 60% rise in about 7 months, and then it pulled back by 30%. So it still performed very, very well. In British pound terms, it's actually up 40% in the last 52 weeks. So I think, looking new year, that we will see the headlines touting inflation as a threat again, and I think that you're going to see gold comfortably move above $1,000 an ounce.
But the truth is, when we start coming out with more cheerful news, then the price of gold will probably fall, won't it? As it does when the good news is good.
Yeah, you're going to find that speculators may move on to the next great things, but I think what you're going to find is that the general public and general investment classes will decide that that they've seen uncertain amount of risk out there, and that they will want to have that financial insurance going forward.
Okay.
So there's no Wall Street adage that you put 10% of your money into gold and you hope it doesn't work.
Stephen Flood from Gold and Silver Investments. Thanks a lot. That's it from us.